How you doing with that one? I'm kind of sort of thinking that once I, gave you that clue about the water, you got it. Okay, so where are we? We are in the state of Hawaii. And the theme song is Hawaii 5-0. 5-0, police. All right, so that is the last song of this week's featured songs that have to do with law enforcement. How many of you were thinking, oh man, once I said Hawaii 5-0, you were thinking, oh man, he's exactly right. I knew I recognized that song. Oh wow. How many of you got it right? Nailed it. All right, we have two more to go. Two more to go. All right, so be thinking now. Law enforcement, and I want you to be sure that you don't confuse these two songs. That's something that I mentioned earlier in the week. These next two that we're going to feature can be a tad bit tricky. So I want you to show up, be on your P's and Q's. If you get a chance, jump down, do a few push-ups, do some jumping jacks, do some stretches, do something to get that blood flowing so that that brain can operate for you. Once you're on top of your game, we want you to nail these last two. Okay, back to soaring. We were talking about ways to go about the business of countering this whole notion of feeling devalued. And come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's just face it. There are some mean people in this world who want us to feel devalued. That is their goal. There are ways to counter their attacks. I shared with you one of them. Do something for someone else. Now, check this out. You may have figured out that holding on to value for others under stress follows from holding on to self-value. Stress makes a lot of people retreat to the toddler brain, where self-obsession and splitting compel us to look for someone to blame. Remember, as a young child, Homo sapiens know how to split. Try to play one parent against the other so that the child can get his or her way. That's toddler brain thinking. Stress can take a lot of us back to that stage. And because this is an entrenched habit, it takes a new habit to replace it. Yes, that's one of the reasons that we often don't succeed at making changes in our lives. We have habits that have been part of our lifestyle for years and years, and we're thinking that by doing something one time, just one time, and really meaning it, really wanting it to take hold, to take root in our lives, we're going to have it shut. We're going to have it on lock. Not necessarily, ladies and gentlemen. Again, a habit. Habits have to do with entrenched ways of thinking. Entrenched ways of thinking that become part of the mindset, wherein we can start doing a certain action, saying a certain thing on cruise control. Just do it automatically because it's so much a part of who we are, because we have made it such a habit to do things that way, to respond that way. And here's the thing. In order to succeed in changing, we replace habits with habits. So the new thing, the new person we want to become, we've got to keep doing what that new person would do automatically. We have to keep responding verbally the way that new person would respond verbally until that way of thinking has become a mindset. we have this way of saying and doing and acting and responding set in our minds. It is a mindset. So we get to the point where we remember quickly when we're getting ready to respond the wrong way. We begin to remember quickly. Oh, wait, hold up. I'm not responding that way anymore. I'm responding this way now. And we respond this way instead of the old that way. And we just keep doing that until we get to the point where we no longer have to remind ourselves. We no longer have that light come on and to remind us, well, hold up, not responding that way anymore. We are on a different cruise control because we will have developed a new habit that will have replaced the old habit. That's what it's about. So we get to the point where, in other words, we're not letting stress control us and take us down a path we don't want to go down. We begin to diminish the stress so that we can think about the new me, this new facet of my personality that I'm developing. It is under development. Now, so here we go. In chapter 9, we took a look at what was called the tip process, and I'll probably go over that with you again at some point in the near future. But it was a tip process whereby we were enabled, empowered to form habits of improving and appreciating, connecting, or protecting when under stress. These habits, improving, appreciating, connecting, protecting, will automatically activate the adult brain, where radical self-value gives you the ability to soar above. How about this? Developing radical self-value contributes enormously to personal happiness, but it is by no means sufficient to that end. To be truly happy, you have to try in some small way to make the world a better place. We've been talking about that a bit. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, when we talk about letting some of life's best moments, letting some of life's best moments come through you, we're talking about doing what we can to make the world a better place for our family members at home, for our coworkers at work, for our colleagues and classmates at school, for our co-worshippers at our places of worship. We're trying to make the world a better place, and we're deliberately trying to make the world a better place. This isn't something we're just doing by accident. We're thinking about it. And again, thinking about that, you know, we went over this in detail some time ago, that tip process, where we focus on improving and appreciating, connecting, and protecting when under stress, so that the stress doesn't have us causing our emotions to be in a driver's seat. But no, instead, we engage the mind, the brain, the adult brain, so that we can go about the business of doing our best to make life better. Check this out. As we make the world a little better for others, we should also be, by default, making the world a little better for ourselves. Because, you know, we hear it all the time. What goes around comes around. You reap what we sow. The chickens come home to roost. And so if all of that is true, then the good that we're putting out as we endeavor to make the world a better place should come back to us. That good should come back to us. Now, I know that in the real world, it's not going to happen that way all the time. We know, this is no surprise, we can do so much good for other people, and they can know we have done them good, and they will still turn around and do us evil. Sometimes we may pray and ask God to heal someone, heal their back or some other part of their body. And in response to our prayer, God may heal that person. And they may know God has taken care of them. as a result of our prayer. And while they appreciate being in better health, they can still have so much darkness in their souls that they still try to do us harm. They still try to do you evil. You may have given someone a ride to an important appointment that they needed to make. Some months later, maybe you had an important appointment that you needed to make and you needed help with transportation. And you went to that same person and they flatly refused to return your good with good. Instead, responded with evil. That ain't cool at all. But that's the real world. That is the world in which we live. The world in which we live is one wherein some people are going to render good for good, and others are going to render evil for good. But somewhere down the line, we will receive good in return. And think long term. You know, I share this fairly frequently. Think long term and not just here and now. Think long term. Think eternally. Yeah, one way or another, at some point or other, we're going to get back what we put out. Now, that said, let me play for you one of the songs that we played earlier this week, one of our featured songs. I want you to give me the name of the show for which this song serves as the theme song. Now I'm going to give you a whole lot of help with this one. Okay. A whole lot of help now, so you got to get this right. And this is not a trick question. This is for real, for real. Is this the theme song to SWAT, or is this the theme song to Lethal Weapon?